The insults weren't the problem. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, General Stanley McChrystal and his aides insulted Joe Biden and President Obama in the pages of Rolling Stone. But the insults weren't the problem. It's the rest of the article, which shows McChrystal pushing a strategy in Afghanistan that his own men don't believe in. This idea that Americans can rebuild Afghanistan and get Afghans to love us at the point of a gun, the Afghans aren't buying it, and the troops don't support it. CBS consultant Jerry Van Dyke, who spent 25 years studying and traveling in Afghanistan, says our real enemy is Al-Qaeda, and they're being supported by Pakistan. The enemy McChrystal is fighting, the Taliban, has no interest in attacking America.
And all the men I met, not one talked about coming here.
And so what do they want?
Their interest was driving the infidels out. They don't want us there.
And the latest polls show 53% of Americans feel the same way, even if Afghanistan is the Saudi Arabia of lithium. I hear this McChrystal incident being compared to Harry Truman's confronting General MacArthur for going too far in Korea, but I'm thinking about another Democratic president.
They'll forgive you for everything except being weak.
LBJ, sending more troops into Vietnam in 1964 to show how tough he was. But 2 years after his recording system picked up that private conversation, it picked up this private conversation.
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender. Don't see, I'm trying every way in the world I can to find a way.
And 2 years after that, he decided not to run again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.